Are you Team Fifi or Team Alyssa? Tune in next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
One of my favorite songs.
I love this song. Love it.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
We're back. Welcome and Mark are back. Sorry to disappoint.
I know. I'm sure there were so many people that were like, oh, good, Mark's gone.
Welcome to another AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 2. I'm your host, Kenny Harrison. Thank you for joining us. You can find me at Kenny C. Harrison on Twitter and Instagram. Sitting next to me is the very lovely
123 Jackie B, bringing you grandma realness.
Oh, I love it. And I want to say I watched last week's episode, and you did a lovely job.
She did
so
great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Welcome back, Mark J. Freeman.
Thanks. Came all the way from down under to be back with you.
She was down under, and we're not talking about downtown LA.
I did go with my husband. Mark J. Freeman here. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove, or on Snapchat, Lorraine.love.
And I have to say that with my absence and Mark J. Freeman's absence, we got to actually hear.
I have a voice.
Hey, he speaks.
Yes. Hi, guys. I'm Jay Ellis, and I'm on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S, and Twitter is still_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S.
Awesome. We have a lot to talk about, and I wanted to
talk about how you took notes on our on,
I did.
On our last. I'm looking over and I'm like, it's like Jackie says.
Yes, I did, oh. and I want to briefly get into that, but I want to give a quick shout out to my friend Cameron Marston, yeah. Who did an amazing job. It was so good to see him, and I'm so sorry that I wasn't here last week to be with you guys because. We have this love-hate relationship with Roxy, and yeah. It would have been nice to get into that while he was here. But Cam, shout out to you. It was good to see you. Jackie pointed out, because she's looking at my notes.
I always look at your notes.
I want to briefly get into last week, because Mark and I weren't here last week. But I want to briefly get into, you brought it up at the beginning of last week's show about the Twitter war between Fifi and, I guess, RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm-hmm. And the whole bullying issue. Speaking of bullying, make your comments down below.
nice segue.
Well, only because I had a lot to say about it, because we were texting a lot mm-hmm. last week, and I wasn't here to say it. But I was a little confused as to... I was like you, because you mentioned that you saw the stuff online and then you watched the episode and you were confused.
Because it didn't seem to me that the hate that was coming from people was justified by what you saw in the episode.
Right. Yeah. So
I was like, did she kick a puppy? What's happened?
Having said that, and having watched this episode, now I feel like it's kind of justified for me. Now I understand yeah. why.
She's justified?
Fifi. We're talking about Fifi.
Okay.
For our iTunes. Thank you for downloading us on iTunes. And if you're watching us on YouTube, again, bully us down below, or bully me but down below.
Wait, you agree that Fifi is in the right?
I see both sides of the coin. Now I see, because I was confused, and I even asked you guys. I was like, this is out of nowhere. I don't know why this is happening now, and I don't understand.
Out of
understand.
Nowhere to us, because we see what we're shown.
Right, you're and now having seen this mm-hmm. episode, and spoiler alert, Fifi goes home on this episode, now I kind of understand it, and I get it. And
You get Fifi's point of view, or you yes. just get why people are mad?
No, I get Fifi's point of view.
Oh, okay.
Because...
And you?
I am on a complete 180. Or I was like, I mean, I don't want to take from what Kenny's saying, but
please do.
I don't think that the way Fifi left a very bad taste in my mouth. I didn't like it, and now I can see that.
Don't like what they did, or don't like what she did.
I'm not talking producers, because they can only work with what they have.
Right.
And she did not hug Alyssa. That was not editing. she was saying mean things about Alyssa playing a victim, which I don't know where that was coming from.
Wait,
but I know. Go ahead. No, let him finish.
But and then, well, I don't. Maybe I missed something, or I am not remembering something from the past episode. But it was just it seemed very weird. And I want Fifi to know that I like her drag, but just the personality, like, she knew what she was signing on for, and then to claim that you're getting a bad edit, you know what they're going to do with you, or they, what they could potentially do with you.
Okay.
So that, I know. So, yeah, go ahead, guys.
Mark and I read this article that Fifi did.
Have you read this?
I tried to come in with a clear, without any Reddit, nothing this week, because I wanted, like, just a clear vision, so whatever.
It's, right.
Well, you should read this article.
It's a Vulture article, and we'll tweet it out.
I already did. I tweeted it before we started, so go to my...
Well, it's basically kind of like building off of my theory of Unreal, where if you've seen the show Unreal, you know that people, like I said this last week, people have individual producers. They kind of prompt them with questions or prompt them to say certain things. And I'm not going to say that, like, the level of response, like, Fifi even admits it in the article. It's like, yes, I had all this, like... I was angry because I was seeing, like, what was happening. And, you know, they asked her, she was saying that, like, they asked her to stand in a certain place. And they asked her certain questions that prompted her to say those things in front of the mirror. Which, again, it's like, she gave an authentic response. But at the same time, you have these producers setting up this thing where they're specifically knowing that this person will probably give this kind of dramatic reaction if we ask them this in this place and then juxtapose it against this. And this is how they create reality television. And it's like, they didn't ask someone like Katya that because, you know, someone like Katya is not going to give that kind of impassioned response. And while Fifi did say those things, I, on the other hand, do see this, like, she did reach out to Alyssa. Alyssa was not having it when she reached out to her. And so I could see by the end of the episode why it's justified to be like, I don't want to hug you because I tried to, like, be nice to you.
Well, she actually talks about that in the article too, and says that the reason she didn't hug her is because she knew that she would cry and she didn't want to cry on camera. And it wasn't crying. It was more crying, just the emotion pent up. And one of the arguments that I have with Alyssa attacking her about what she said behind her back. Okay. First of all, you were just eliminated. So she doesn't even have the chance to say it to you because you're not in the room. So you can't hold it against her that you happen to be on the other side of the wall listening to all this stuff being said. You know what I'm saying? So you're telling me, would it be justified for Alyssa coming in, producers asking her what she thought of Fifi being eliminated? Is it her fault that Fifi's not in the room? She didn't have a chance. Who's to say that if Alyssa, she didn't run into Alyssa in the back hall and Alyssa said, what do you think about me being eliminated, that she wouldn't have said the exact same thing to her.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think if you read the article, you'll change your mind about, because I've heard stories from the girls about, I will use an exact example of Tammy Brown. I ran into her before All Stars, and there was a clip of her saying, and it looked like on the show that she's calling out somebody on the cast, and she wasn't. She said, I was talking to a producer who was yelling at me.
Right.
And they edited in so it looked like I was yelling at somebody else. And because I was like, oh, I love that you did that. And she goes, I wasn't even talking to her. And I know Tammy, and I know Tammy well. And it's like, I believe her, and I believe that this was manipulated for her. And she was also asked to come back to get redemption for them. She was led to believe that they were going to have her back to help her improve her image because of everything she went through with having to not get paid for gigs because people were afraid to have her there for whatever reason. So when you're led to believe something, and I think the icing on the cake in the article was her saying the smartest person this season was Adore. She walked away and she didn't give them the opportunity to manipulate what she was saying, and she just walked off the set and said, I'm done.
Jay, I know you have something that you want to say. Go ahead and say it.
I mean, you're signing on, and this is kind of the price that you pay for doing this, so you just can't complain when this happens, is all.
I think you can. To the level that however angry you want to get and whether you want to unfollow somebody or you want to, you know, say what you want to say, I'm proud of, I will say this, I'm proud of her for standing her ground and not being dependent on kissing the booty of a show because I feel like for me watching Alyssa, all I see is a butt kisser. I'm going to say the right things. I'm going to do the right things so that Logo can give me jobs and I can make money, which I'm not putting that down, but that's what I see when I see Alyssa. And to me, as a human, I'm proud of Fifi for standing her ground and saying, you know what? I don't want to be associated with the show. If this is how you're going to edit me and you're going to tell me that you're giving me a chance and you're not going to do that, then I'm going to walk away. And RuPaul doesn't follow me. She doesn't follow me.
Yeah.
So I give her kudos for that.
I'm going to jump in and say that I agree with you, Mark, and I'm going to back you up from last week because I saw a comment that someone was upset that you were defending Fifi. And I actually, I said it in episode one that Fifi came on the show for a purpose, and that was to redeem herself from season four. Mm-hmm. And I actually, and I'm going to say this too, and hold your, just grab something.
Hold your wigs and clutch your pearls.
Where I feel that Fifi did not succeed in redeeming herself, the person that actually, to this point in the competition, redeemed herself and is living up to that redemption is Roxy. And anyone who knows me knows that I'm not Team Roxy at all. But I give Roxy props because she's playing this game to her advantage. Whereas I think Fifi, again, it's that thing where if you don't give the editors or the producers something to manipulate, then you're not that person. But here's the thing.
If I'm saying I hate coffee in the morning, and you know, when me and Kenny, I hate coffee in the morning, I hang out with Kenny, and you edit that down to say I hate Kenny.
Right.
Then I have an issue with that. And that's what she's saying. That the way that they're cutting this and splicing it together, they're showing you things that weren't even said the way that they were said.
Right.
So that is an issue. Again, she is signing on. She knows what she's doing, reality TV.
Right.
But I'm sorry, if I was, you know, I've talked to people who did Survivor, and there was a guy on the show one season years and years and years ago that I kept thinking, why are these people not voting him off the island? Like, he is so obnoxious. And I went to like the after party, and they're like, he wasn't like that.
Right.
When we were on that, what you saw was so edited for you guys to think that he was a bad guy. He wasn't a bad guy to us. So, you know, where's the line?
I just wanted to go ahead. I do think also
she's justified in saying, you know, at least the least RuPaul could have done is like stepped in and said, you know what, don't make mean comments to Fifi. And she did that for Jasmine. She's done that for other queens. And I do see the upset from Fifi too, where she kind of feels like a fish out of water, where it's like, I have people literally sending me death threats and I get no support from you. Yeah. And it makes me so sad to see this kind of like infighting in the community, like bolstered on television from all sides. It's like, y'all should know better. All of y'all. It's not just a Fifi thing. It's like, you all should know better than to be portraying the community in this way, because this is how people are going to continuously think of you.
Yeah.
Because this is a very popular show.
Did you want to jump in real quick?
Yeah, I just wanted to like clarify that I don't agree with like the after effects of what's happening, like the people going out of their way to bully or, you know, whatever, say what they want to say to her. So I just don't think that the way that she left, it was just not what I wanted from her to leave. And if she gave Alyssa a hug and cried, I would have been like, oh, she's human, and she realized that it's just a competition, and it would have like humanized her in my eyes a little bit.
I
want to jump in and say, because I watched you guys talk last week, and I think Jay might have brought it up, is that, and you even said it tonight, that this is what she signed up for.
Yeah.
And I am totally, I can't figure out which side of that I am on. And I even text you guys when we were talking about it last week. I back Fifi up 100% because I was the main one who said that I am so team Fifi that I want her to succeed this. I want her to get her redemption.
Yeah.
But on the same token, this is what you signed up for. You know what the game is.
Right.
And even because there have been times where she's trying to whisper to other contestants, where you'll see she's whispering and they will subtext it, so you'll know exactly what she's saying to make her look like the villain. And I can't justify saying, and I totally back her up. I still to this day will back her up. This is what you signed up for.
Right.
And if you're giving them just an inch, they're going to take a mile, and they're going to make it out to be what it is. So,
Someone in the comments said, it's just a show. And that's also how I feel. It's like, we should be here enjoying this show, not watching people like pit against each other.
And to that, it's also that thing of, this is also, and this goes to like this whole Emmy thing. RuPaul's Drag Race has become mainstream now. People that are, I have friends that are straight and they absolutely love RuPaul's Drag Race.
Like me.
It's fun.
But the thing is, no, Jackie, you are totally a gay man in a woman's body. That is
in
not,
a wig.
In a wig.
Don't tell her boyfriend.
But they're people, it's become more mainstream now that you have this. People who, and no disrespect to people who live in middle America, this is all they see. So when they see RuPaul, they see this is the top line of Drag Race. RuPaul is the god of drag, and everybody below, or goddess, and everybody below has to bow down to her.
Right.
And it's that Hollywood thing where is you're either in, you have to play the game, you have to play the Hollywood game, you have to kiss ass. Mm-hmm. And I see where Fifi's coming from, because I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. Alyssa and Alaska, they fucking play the game. They play the Hollywood game. And that's why they are succeeding in this competition.
That's exactly right.
Whereas Fifi is like, you know what? I don't want to play this game. And even the repercussions of that is, you know, the hate from fans.
See, I would argue that Fifi was trying to play the game and then the game didn't go her
way.
And
it backfired.
Yeah, because she was like, I can be nice.
So,
but I don't want it to. Yeah, I agree. I don't. I just want it to be clear that I don't want it to be like the Fifi and Alyssa episode. But right. I, like coming off of season 8, where everybody was like so supportive, this is kind of hard to see like where they're fighting and bickering.
So what do you? So do you think that Alaska and Roxy, who defended Fifi, saying that that's not how things transpired, are lying also?
I don't know. I don't know. Or what are we talking about?
Was that in the article?
Yeah.
In the article. I didn't read the article, so.
Roxy and Alaska at a viewing party in Chicago admitted that this is not what happened.
See,
so are they lying too?
So now we're getting to hearsay. And right. what I would say to that is, number one, there's a contract, and Jackie can back me up on this. When you agree to do these shows, there's a contract. There's so much that you can say and cannot say. You can't give away what goes on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And in all fairness, Rue's show or Wild Presents could actually sue Fifi. Am I correct in saying this? If she goes against the contract, am I correct in saying
this?
Yes. Yeah. So there's this, and I think you even brought it up last week when Cam was here and you were talking about a situation where the judges were talking to one contestant and they actually, and Fifi was like, no, they were actually talking about Detox or something along those lines.
But they really said it was actually.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So there's that gray line, I want to get into this later about the whole editing as far as the stand-up comedy, because I know how these shows are shot. They will do, and Jackie can back me up on this, I hope, they will do, like, when everything is said and done, they will get random shots of people laughing hysterically just to insert them to make a situation
I can tell y'all this. When I went to see one of the finales, it was the one season Jinx was in, 5?
Mm-hmm. Season 5, yeah.
They ask you at the beginning, they ask you for reaction shots before anything's done.
Exactly.
So they're like, clap really loud, look really excited, look really angry. So, you know, you're reacting to nothing.
It's one of those things where they need backup, and that's why there's this double-edged sword, because they're asking for all of this stuff, and the audience or whoever gives it to them. At the same time, the contestants know that this is not what, or it may have been. So we don't know. But Fifi, I don't want to say that she's wrong in saying that that wasn't the case. But as someone who watches the show, We are only given so much information, and we have to take whatever that information is and, I guess, go on YouTube and make our comments about it. So
moving forward, now that Fifi's gone, do you think that the rest of the queens are going to, not that any of them have really a big issue, but do you think that they're all going to be getting along and it's going to be kind of no?
I think this setup from the having the queens like vote each other off, mm-hmm. I think it was set up for conflict because they know, like, and this is something I said last week that Willem said, they know that the queens are on their best behavior, so they had to throw something in like this where it's like, you get the chance to vote this person off and you get the chance for redemption and then you get money attached to it. So it's like you put in all these factors to create the chaos between these queens, and I don't think that just because Fifi got sent home, it's going to go away. I think there's still going to be this level of hurt and pain associated
and
with this.
And I was, when I spoke to you guys on episode one, I was
excited.
I mean,
excited. Ginger was mad too. Yeah.
That's another thing. We're going to talk about. We're actually going to get into the episode.
We have a half hour now.
But I wanted to say real quick to on your what you just said is that I was so excited about this season because I didn't think it was going to be as controlled or there wasn't as much dick in the soup as it. Now that we see that this show is
dick soup. But
it is completely dick soup.
My favorite.
Oh, everyone knows.
That was not
everyone
me.
Knows. Jay likes dick soup. So let's get into the actual episode. And I wrote down Unreal because you brought up Unreal. And I want to bring up a point that I am the biggest flip-flopper, but you, sir... At the 27.25 mark, flip-flopped.
What did I say?
In the middle of a sentence.
Cam asked me something, and then I realized something. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna change.
Because
I couldn't.
My point being is that no one made a comment about that, and I'm a little bitter about that.
To quote Alaska, burn.
So the episode, this was episode 5, this is Revenge of the Queens, uh-huh. And...
Half an hour in it,
yeah, I
don't know what this is.
So, okay. God bless Adore. I don't believe in God, but bless Adore. And she kind of threw the rhythm of the show off, if you think about it, uh-huh. Because...
Well, it was supposed to be 5 and 5.
Exactly. Okay. This is
why you had to watch Roxy bomb for, like, however long she bombed for.
Okay. So you brought it up, and again, anyone who knows me knows that I have never been Team Roxy. I will back her up on this one, and I will give her props.
It's a hard job.
I will give her props. I think she got the shit end of the stick this episode.
Roxy? She definitely did.
She got the shit end of the stick, and...
Mark, you want to say something?
I mean, I'm just thinking if it was me left, I would be like, oh, thank goodness. I don't know. And I disagree with Alyssa saying, well, she didn't have anyone to run ideas by. She had a room full of people to run ideas by. Just because you're not paired up with somebody doesn't mean you can't run ideas by them. And who cares? That doesn't. And I thought her character was great. I thought when she started playing the character as the host, I thought she was more fun.
But Mark, I will say this, and because I would love for the show to be fair. And I know that's not going to be fair.
But you guys weren't bothered by the fact that when she changed into the character, like, I thought it was funny as a bit, but then for me it went on too long because listening to somebody host a show with a purposeful speech impediment.
But it was at least funnier than her just being herself and trying to be quick-witted.
Okay. I will say this, and hold on to your hats. I think she got the shit in the stick, and I feel like it's unfair for her to have worked by herself when everyone else were in pairs. And yes, and Michelle said that you could have stole the show. Mm-hmm. And I think Cam even said it last week that we all know that she doesn't act. She does.
But that
she's
doesn't
not
give
funny.
You a pass.
No, but no. But to be fair, and I will give credit where credit is due. She always relies on her runway, and she always has a backup plan. But tonight, Thursday night, she didn't have
800 nights ago.
You know what I mean? Yeah. She didn't have that. So it was, I have to say that it was unfair for her to have hosted the show. Clearly, she doesn't have the charisma in the charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. I will never say that she doesn't have talent because she's clearly a talented queen, but she does lack that, and it showed her weakness.
I think Ginger would have shown in that.
But
in
she did say that she hosts shows.
Yeah.
So
I think there would have been other queens that would have been suited for that role. Like had Ginger still been in the competition and was the last one left, I think she would have like nailed it as the MC.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that the funniest person that should MC wouldn't have been left.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That was the problem.
They're going to pick the funny people because it's a funny challenge. They want it. So it would, regardless.
And they didn't know that.
Yeah.
So.
Did we go through the pairings of who was with who?
No, we have not. Okay. Would you like to do that, Jay?
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I'll do that.
Do it, Jay.
So they all came back into the workroom. So we'll start with the two ways. We had Alyssa with Alaska because they wanted a redemption.
Well, Alyssa wanted a redemption.
Alyssa wanted it. Mm-hmm. Ginger and Katya. Tatiana and Detox, and then Coco and Fifi, it was either Fifi or Roxy, and then Roxy was left as the MC.
Right. And if Roxy would have won, she would have A, picked who stayed, uh-huh. and B, picked who went home.
With another tip.
So that was a big...
Yeah.
And that was also kind of a fuck you to... from RuPaul is like, we know you're not going to win, so...
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think Roxy could have killed it.
She could have, but she didn't.
Yeah. There was an opportunity for a great... Because that's a very cool position to maybe have if you feel comfortable in that position.
Yeah.
And kudos to Adore for leaving the competition because she fucked the whole, like, system up, so...
Oh, well. I still enjoyed it with, you know, it was still fun to watch.
Fun what?
Because I wonder what they would have done without an MC. Like, I wonder what they would have... Would they just go from straight back to
They would have done
X?
Like what they did for the talent.
Okay. Yeah.
They just had
All right. I think so.
So, Alyssa and Alaska, did you guys like seeing them together again?
Not my favorite. Okay, so...
I didn't think any of these were funny. I don't know. Okay. It's like, I'm coming from, like, a Bianca Del Rio jaded eyes place where I'm like, they're just not Bianca.
We're actually into the mini... The challenge, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, where are you guys gonna start?
So, here's where... Okay, I went to film school, so I know all about editing, and Jackie just mentioned it earlier about stealing shots and making a crowd laugh hysterically, and, you know, after everything is said and done, get Rue to, like, laugh, ha 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 ha, ridiculously funny. I watched the two of them. I didn't laugh once the first time I watched it.
Who is this?
Alaska and Alyssa. I watched it the second time, expecting something different. I maybe laughed, I maybe chuckled at Alaska, but what bothered me is that Ginger had the funniest line in the entire episode when she came out and said about the clap and how that's the most, you know, and from the reaction, nothing. And that is perfect example, and I'm making this, and I am saying this off the cuff. Look up Friends. There's a Friends episode or a Friends scene from... We all know Friends, right? Jennifer Aniston.
What is that? Yes.
Okay. So they took away the laugh track of the scene. Uh-huh. And if you watch the laugh track, it changes the scene 10 times fold. Yeah. And then watch it again with the laugh track and you get a different emotion.
10 times fold, Alyssa?
It's
tenfold.
Rigor mortis.
Or what's Cliff? Cliff notes?
I know what you mean.
There's a... Did I really say 10 times wrong? You'll see what I'm saying, and this is why... And I don't care if you are tired of hearing me about, like, editing. Because the show is built on editing. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
This show is built on editing. So it bothers me that at something I'm supposed to laugh at, I didn't laugh not once. I think Alyssa is funny. I think Alaska is hysterical. And watching her and her brother, Alaska and her brother, I actually enjoy her videos.
Yeah.
But during the episode, I didn't laugh. Okay. It was just whatever.
Did you like them?
It was what Carson said, where Alyssa said something and I was waiting for the, like, punch from Alaska. But yeah. I agreed. I mean, Alyssa's delivery is what makes her funny, but overall, I think I was waiting. Like, they needed that combination of the two to make it really funny. Yeah. Not even really funny, but just to make it funny.
But did you laugh?
Not honestly, like what Jackie said, all of the acts, there was nothing that was like I was laughing at, even like Tatiana and Detox, like there was no jokes that really landed in for me. But there, I think there were stronger teams.
Right.
Yeah. But I didn't know. I mean, I don't think I laughed out loud.
Mark, what are you saying?
I think it was
Pink Dolphins.
Florence Flowers. Pork Chop won the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wrote down. You can verify. Pork Chop's face sums this challenge.
Really, I mean, again, I think a lot of this is based on what you find humorous. Like, I don't find slapstick humor that funny. Like, that physical... like Ace Ventura, you know what I mean? Like that kind of comedy isn't. I like witty stuff, and to me, Ginger like and Austin Katya Powers. Were.
I think
the cleverest. They put something together that was clever and it was witty and funny. So I like that. So if that's not your thing, though, you're gonna like whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
I just hate the fact that I was forced to like a pair more than I did anyone else. When, in all honestly, I thought the whole challenge fell flat for me.
Yeah, it just wasn't one of the best challenges.
And it was one of those things where...
He's being tickled over there.
I have never laughed so hard at seeing, like, city buses in my life, but I really wish that a city bus came to pick up Roxy. It was just, it was so bad. Oh my God.
Home. What do you mean?
No, but it was so bad that I actually felt bad for her. Like, I really wanted it to end. Like,
I don't know what you're saying.
It's one thing when someone's that I don't like is failing and I want to see it continue. I did not want to see this continue. I just wanted to end for that person's sake. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Do you guys agree that Ginger and Katya had the stronger act?
Hold up. We do actually like the show. There are people in the chat room.
I haven't even been.
Yeah,
been
you guys. Just because we don't like a certain episode doesn't mean we don't like a show. Like,
not even the episode, just a challenge. I like the episode.
Yeah, I just don't, this challenge is like, I'm not gonna say it's good if I don't think it's good.
People want you to say it. Enough of you blow smoke up their butt. We're here to play devil's advocate. And the thing is we want the best show.
Right.
And I think that's something that, you know, people get on me that I'm so mean and da da da. And it's like, I just want a fair competition. And I know, and I watch Top Chef, and it's the same thing. You know, one week they'll kick somebody off because it had two grains of salt. And you know what I mean? For no reason. Then you're like, well, okay, you just want to get rid of that person. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm not saying it's not out there. It doesn't mean I don't like Top Chef. But because I talk about it and I call them out on it, that makes me a hater of the show. Eh, whatever. I don't care. I sleep at night and I sleep good.
And she's back.
I had a question that I wanted to ask you guys.
And hi, Tina in Slovakia.
Don't cut Jay off. We'll get sorry. Like,
hey, Tina.
Cut the piece.
In Slovakia.
Speak Jay.
In Slovakia. Do you guys think that this is the character that Katya had come up with for do you know what Katya's boy name? I don't know it offhand.
No. I don't know anyone's boy names except for Justin.
I know. Okay. Because when Katya was doing this character, I kind of imagine that this is kind of the drag that Katya was imagining for this character, like that. Like, I mean, the rest. Like, I thought this was like the true Katya that she wanted to show. And I don't know. Did you guys think about that at all?
No. I feel like Katya is always like to me, Katya.
Like the accent and like the trashy kind of prostitute-y kind of.
Well,
girl.
I think that's what she's envisioned for herself for this character.
Yeah, but for the in RuPaul's Drag Race, we've only seen.
Well, when she came out.
Yeah.
In the beginning, what bothered me
Wait, so what's your question? You're questioning whether she should have played a character.
Oh no, I'm thinking that this is maybe the character that when she was coming up with like her drag persona. He was coming up with his drag persona, that this is like the Katya that he is like, oh, I'm so happy I get to use her for this challenge. Because in Drag Race, you kind of have to play like into their, into their, you know, what they want you to do with their stuff. So she was, Katya was just like, oh, I can be like Katya.
I can be me.
Yeah, like the
Me kinda fits the challenge.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fits the
challenge.
Yes.
Well, and I think that worked to her advantage. What bothered me was, and I love Ross Matthews, is that his whole comment about having looking alike or dressing, like having teal in her outfit. That has nothing. I didn't think that had a basis on the
again,
challenge.
Again, it's to nitpick so that they have something.
But it's like Coco and Fifi's outfit wasn't matching.
No.
You're right.
It wasn't. That's why that comment was like, I don't get it.
I did kind of like that critique just because I loved how Tatiana and Detox came out in those outfits. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like it put them together, but I don't think it was.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot to even mention that when they came out with their two looks, Tatiana looked like
Miley
Cyrus.
Oh my God, I wrote that
down. Sorry, just think about Tatiana. Sorry. That was like I was like, ooh, she looks good.
So let's backtrack. So I'm glad you brought that up because the three that came back, they did their reveals, and Tatiana's...
Four or five.
Well, there was four.
Alyssa, we saw hers.
Yeah. Coco's was like, it was just a jacket. She took it off.
It's like I took my jacket off. Two outfits.
Be quiet.
Girl.
Be quiet.
In that arsenal.
Jeez. Tatiana's was cute. I will say the before the reveal was cute. After, I was like,
But I like the two-piece.
But when it was up, I was like, oh, that's cute. And then she took it out. I was like, oh, okay. But I will say this, she paints her body sick.
That was
She's
a great body paint.
Sick.
And that wig, I think that was my favorite wig I've seen.
Yeah.
So Miley.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I love Miley.
And yes, my head is so far up her ass right now because I fucking love Tatiana. She was in my top two.
I thought of you when she was in the final two and I was like, I feel like both of them are coming back. And when they both came back, I'm like, Kenny's going to be happy.
Well,
they
I was partially
happy.
They
had to do that though because Adore left. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somebody said that in here too. Well, yeah. If you think about it, no. Let's do the math. Okay, this episode probably would not have happened if Adora was still there, because they would have had 6. Next week, they would have had 5, and then 5 would have came back. Does that make sense? Are we still already following along?
No.
So 5 would have came back. They would have been paired evenly. Technically, one would have won, and one would have gone home. So there would have still have been 5. Mm-hmm. At the end of this episode, we ended up with 6, because 2 stayed and 1 went home. Does that make sense? Are we still with me?
Okay.
I'm lost.
Does that make sense?
I'm lost.
But $350,000? I didn't go to school for money.
Make your comments. If I'm wrong, I will admit it. But I think
so
I'm right in saying that.
We're all just right. Kenny, no.
I'm waiting to see the response. I think I'm right?
I don't know. Because I'm going to say yes, Kenny. You're always okay. Right.
I was reading my notes.
I'm
going to
play good co-host.
No, because
I didn't think anybody's reveal was the reveal that you got from
Roxy.
What's her name?
Violet.
Oh, yeah. Her season.
That's what I'm not saying that
means Violet should have won.
No. What Violet did, she made one outfit and she revealed it to another outfit, which was the same outfit but different color.
I could have done any better.
It was sick.
I'm lucky to find one outfit that fits.
And
girls.
Let's be honest, some people had help with editing, like Ginger.
I didn't really like Ginger.
They sped hers up to make it seem. And even, I wasn't here last week, but Fifi's reveal wasn't as seamless.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as we would have.
Yeah, but what I liked about Fifi's was that she was, that they were two very different things.
So you know we're going back.
And it had like a theme to it.
Mark and I wasn't here last week, so yeah. We're going back a little bit.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Rue's kimono dress?
Oh, can I just talk a little bit more about...
No, I want to talk about... No,
well, I want to finish this up. So, Tatiana, there was the same kind of joke that she used in her spoken word performance, mm-hmm. where it was, like, you know, about braces.
Yeah.
And it was a deep voice. Did you notice that?
I didn't mind.
I like that.
Okay.
It worked then, it worked again. I was happy with it. I don't care.
I will say, because I didn't really care for the challenge itself, that I wasn't... Because they were last, can we just get on with it?
I like that punchline. Does that make sense? It does, yeah. I like that punchline, though, because, and just the deep drop voice, it probably will get me if she did it again throughout the competition, just because I think it is hilarious that you have, like, this beautiful queen, and then
that's why it's funny, is because she's so pretty.
Yeah. And then Coco and Fifi, what did you guys think of their, like, sketch?
I thought it was very Mad TV, and it did not fit the challenge at all.
I don't mind that they did something different. It just didn't go over as well. And I mean, I thought Fifi looked funny. I liked her getup. I liked the nails. I thought she looked the part that she was playing.
Yeah.
And I thought they had a couple little cute, like that. I liked the key joke. I thought that was really quite funny.
I thought they committed.
Someone who's not good at writing jokes.
Right.
I think that's such a hard thing to do.
I think what Jay just said, they committed to the characters and and so did Detox and Tatiana.
Right.
They committed
at the spectrum though of everybody that was there, I actually thought the bottom two were
fairly.
I don't know that Fifi necessarily. But we knew that it wasn't going to be Coco, so it had to be one of them.
Right.
So I think that they were probably the weakest of what was up. I think this may have been the one
about
of the
most. Who was left? Fifi,
Roxy.
Roxy, and Katya.
Yeah.
Out of those three.
And Katya was safe.
But Katya was safe.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because you said that you didn't necessarily think that Fifi and Coco were in the bottom, right?
Not necessarily, but they were the weakest of what was there.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
So.
And I like that they showed Ross, and I love Chelsea Peretti. She was like the one who, like, mm-hmm. she's the comedian who was in there.
I kind of wanted to see more of her, though, or more comments from her, because she usually is so funny, and I feel like she didn't get to say much.
Yeah. I would have loved her as a judge. I wish she was a judge.
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, I would have loved that, too.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm sorry. I'm blanking on his name.
Which one? Ross Matthews Carson.
One.
Todrick Hall.
Todrick Hall. I am the black one on this panel, but he is the black one on the show. I would have loved to see...
black too, by the way.
Well, she doesn't count because she's RuPaul.
Just an FYI.
I would have loved to see because Carson is a comedian, and so is Ross. Ross is funny as hell. She should have been on the judging panel, I guess, in the end. But who cares? Whatever. Yeah.
So you said... RuPaul's dress. I like would like to call it RuPaul's bathrobe.
I call it the kimono.
Hey, I liked that whole outfit.
I thought it was cute.
I didn't like the outfit. I liked her hair.
I thought it was cute.
It looked like she was wearing a robe. I wrote. Like a bath. But I'm looking at it as what would they say to somebody who came out in that? And it looked belted. It looked like a robe that you'd belted. So right. That's my opinion.
Rue is giving me Tyra Banks meets the 70s realness.
I thought it was cute. I didn't mind it. I actually, the funniest parts for me were seeing the queens in the audience.
Watching their reactions.
Yeah, King Koopa. That came to mind from season 6.
Bowser? The vivacious?
Vivacious.
I wish Renesha made it.
I
must
know.
Booked it. Yeah, she was booked.
I know. So do we agree that the tops were Alyssa and Alaska and Tatiana and Detox?
I do. I agree with that.
I liked Ginger and Katya's. I thought it was clever, but I get why they picked. I'm okay with who they picked, but mm-hmm. I liked Ginger and Katya.
Yeah. And again, I will back Roxy up. I think this was, she got the shit end of the stick on this episode for being the only one to, because there is, I mean, when you're singled out to be an MC, all eyes are on you. Perfect example, last week the episode where she was with Fifi when they were doing Showgirls, mm-hmm. you can hide behind someone's performance, as you know, we've seen before. So she was vulnerable. She was by herself. So what did you write down, Shangela?
I'm taking notes. Go ahead.
With Roxy, my thing with, even in Show Squirrels and with, was it Tossa Salad or Salad Tossa?
Tossa Salad.
I thought it was Tasha Salad.
Oh, maybe it was. Okay. Anyway, salad pun inserted there. Right. I still see Roxy her influence in those two characters. Right. So it's hard for me to distinguish the two. And with Roxy, I like, I just went so blank. I don't know what I was going to say. Okay, sorry.
So here's my question now, moving a little bit away from that. Do you think that ego had something to do with Fifi not saying, you know, sitting down after everything was said and done? It's like, okay, so you want me to beg for me to stay?
What?
No.
Do we think that they should beg to stay?
Exactly, yes. That's my question.
Well, I think we talked about this before. Like, whether we like that they do that or not. I think they were... I'm guessing they were asked to do that.
I'm not begging. I'm sorry.
I don't think that just because... I mean, I get that their frustration with being on... You know, I understand Fifi's frustration with what has been happening. So I can see her saying, ugh, I don't want to waste my time.
Right.
It's just a matter of opinion, whether you think that you should have to or not.
But I feel
I don't know.
I feel like... And this, I've never been an Alyssa fan. Alyssa gives me that, I want you to beg me to stay.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm sorry. And this is where I will back Fifi up. You know, I want to be here. If I didn't want to be here, I would have done what Adore did and left the competition like weeks ago.
But
I'm not going to fucking sit here and be like, oh girl, keep me in the competition.
But we've also seen that begging, if that's what we want to call it,
I think it's begging.
It doesn't necessarily help them stay.
Exactly.
It's not like the best beggar gets to stay. You know what I mean? It's just, we want you to beg for TV. You know what I mean? Like, whatever.
I think they just want to see valid, like, just the point, like, maybe to even remind viewers, like, you know, I remember I was in the top, I did this, I had this kind of accolades to my name, or I didn't do so well on this one. So maybe it's just a little bit to remind queens that they may think they might be able to sway, because I think we had discussed this where you might bring up something where... I think people kind of walk in 95% of who they're going to get rid of as soon as they hear who the bottom people are. Yeah. I kind of do. I think.
Oh, that happened this episode for sure. Yeah. It was just like Alyssa was like, I don't like Fifi, you know? And you could tell Tati was feeling that way too. Mm-hmm.
Do we agree that they both should have stayed? The lip sync for your life, when she actually you could stay. Chef and Drive, Rihanna. By the way, this was a great song.
It fit those two performers.
Yeah. Do we agree that they should have both stayed? Like, I was excited.
Song? Do you think they should have stayed? Both.
Well, I think Tati won it. But
I did.
Me too.
High five.
Oh, okay.
She's giving me Playboy Playmate realness. Sorry.
Yeah,
Alyssa was flailing, like I said last night.
I liked Tatiana in the lip sync more. I do like that they both stayed because I like seeing Alyssa on TV. I almost thought that Roxy and Fifi, I was kind of ready for Roxy to go after this challenge. I thought both Roxy and Fifi were going to go and they were going to take their places.
Oh,
that would make sense.
Just because I have enjoyed Roxy thus far in the competition, but she has been in the bottom I think like four out of the.
But so, again, yeah. I have to back Roxy up on this one. Like, I think she got the shit in the stick again. I will say it again, and I just don't think it was fair for her to have been in this situation that where she's working by herself.
She blue cheese crumbled on this one.
Yeah. So Fifi went home.
And Jay gets my quote of the week.
I actually wrote a quote of the week for you.
Good.
It's because I didn't. Don't walk that fast. I have it. Asthma.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was my quote.
That's my girl, Ginge. The Minge.
So let's wrap this up. Like, yeah. Do we have any final thoughts of this competition? I feel like, again, I will say this. I was going into this season where I thought it was going to be fair, and now, because Rue still has the power to bring two people back, I didn't think it was fair, and I think Fifi got a raw she got a raw deal, and I don't know,
I miss mini challenges. That's what I.
And you
I
know
mean,
she doesn't do the.
And there was no runway.
There was no runway. Yeah.
I like mini challenges and runway. This is what I want from RuPaul's Drag Race.
I know, and we all try to get what we want, and.
I mean, we only had the reading mini challenge. I don't think we had any other mini challenges this season.
Really.
I think Adore screwed it all up, to be perfectly honest with you. I think she screwed everything.
I'm okay
back.
Getting Alyssa and Tatiana back. I enjoy them as drag. I don't have my glasses on. I'm sorry, I can't see.
You're not missing much.
I think so. Yeah.
I'm happy that they came back, and I kind of am excited to see where we're gonna go from here, because now they've missed some challenges, so it's kind of be interesting to see how they kind of gel back in with the group.
I will say this: I'm, and I will get a lot of hate for this, but I don't care. This show is set up for an Alaska / Alyssa. Duel to the finish, and which isn't fair because we all know that Alyssa and Alaska are, like, I wouldn't say BFFs of Rue, but they have been working with WOW for a while, and they're doing a lot of things on the side. So where I thought
I do think though Alaska, like, and this is coming from someone who is not a big fan of Alaska, like, she's been doing well. And
that's what I want to say is that she's not just being floated by because she's a fan, like a friend of the producers. I think she's doing well in the competition.
Knows not to speak. And if you watch the teaser before the credits, mm-hmm. Alaska says nothing. While Fifi is going off about, you know, like silence from Alaska.
But Ginger was the only one that popped in. Tatiana didn't say anything. Like,
nobody else. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like because this is what we're given. We have no idea how else.
Yeah, we really don't know. So. But it's just from what we've seen, nobody else is saying anything except for Ginger.
Wrap up in 1 minute. Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Any final thoughts?
I said mine.
I love RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm so
glad. I'm waiting
for Adore to win.
Jay Ellis. Where can they find you?
Guys, I'm still on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous, and Twitter is @_jealous.
Mark J. Freeman.
You can send me hate mail at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove.
Jackie Beyond on platforms, and watch my Broadway breakdown show on Popcorn Talk.
I am Kenny Harrison. Kenny C. Harrison on Instagram and Twitter.
And if you want to read the article with Fifi's comments about what happened, I tweeted it out before the show.
Okay. Thank you for joining us. Make your comments down below. We'll be here next week to do more Drag Race.
Yes.
See you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.